You know, in a sense, like the role of women, the experience of women in the Black Panther Party was similar to what we were just talking about in terms of the Black Panther Party being like an authoritarian group. It was a mixed. It's a mixed experience. Like we come out of a very authoritarian, sexist, homophobic culture, this empire. Our desire to be free a lot of times was not critical enough or even acknowledging enough that we carried a lot of the sexism and homophobia of this system. But what stood out what made the Black Panther Party stand out from a lot of the revolutionary nationalist groups at the time was that we were willing to take a stand on, like, sexism and homophobia, where even the leadership, like people like Eldridge Cleaver and Huey P. Newton, would put out position papers saying that it was important that all members, even the rank and file, fight sexism or fight homophobia in ourselves and in the community. And even though, you know, I can't say that we did a great job at it, but we did the best, I think we did the best we could with what we understood. Because you'll find that a lot of the women in the Black Panther Party to this day will say that the anti-sexism of the Black Panther Party within the ranks helped them to realize that they didn't have to take a submissive role or a subordinate role, and they could actually demand that the sexism not prevent them from even taking on leadership positions, that they did not have to be sex objects for the men, especially men who were in leadership, who would come and say they wanted liberties with women in the Panther Party because they had leadership. You know, those things happen, but it's not saying that we were perfect. And now, and again, culture plays a big part. I think if we had the understanding today of the how culture plays a part in what we do and tainting what we do and in the sense of, like, wanting to be equal with everybody but not understanding that the sexism is very deep, I think we could have done a lot better. But we were one of the few groups in the nationalist movement who, where women had more prominent positions, where from the leadership down to the rank and file, many of the programs, survival programs that the Black Panther Party developed were run by the women. Many of the study groups of the Black Panther Party were run by the women as well as the men. Even many of those in the Black Panther Party at a certain point began to develop a Black Liberation Army, that the ranks of the Black Liberation Army were always men and women, because we always looked at the liberation struggles around the world at the time that was also saying was important not to prevent women from playing any role in the liberation struggle. So you had women in the underground who had played all kind of roles within the underground, within the ranks of the Black Liberation Army, because we were inspired, you know. But again, I can tell you that my prison experience, where I began to learn more of the psychologies of oppression and I began to learn more anti-authoritarianism, that I began to see the depths of the cultural aspect in our practices and in our thinkings that that supported men in our leadership, men in our positions, rather than us kind of undoing what it meant to be men. You know, sort of like what men's groups do now, we would have more of a sense that we needed to do that more actively back then.